Hello? Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah.
Hey, how are you doing? Sorry, this is Steve calling you once again. Hey, sorry, I think the call got, alliance got disconnected. I don't know if you're still interested in setting up, finishing the survey.
Where were we? We were at the voting part?
The last the one we're asking right now, what is the year of your birth?
Oh, 1968.
All right, thank you. what is the highest level school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
A bachelor's degree.
All right, thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of the power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to you.
Six.
All right. How much power do you feel like the black community has to make changes on issues, no matter how the most how does not on issues that matter the most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel that the black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to their community.
Three.
All right. Please rate your feelings for some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you do not you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinions or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. So the first one is Brad Raffensperger. From a scale from 0 to 10, how are you favorable with this person?
Never. You said Raffensperger?
Uh-huh.
What did you say?
Brad Raffensperger.
Oh, I've never heard of that before.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Next one would be J.D. Vance. From a 0 to 10, how favorable is this person to you?
J.D. Benz?
Yes.
Is that a name or is that?
Yeah, that's a name. Oh, you never heard of this person?
J.D. J.D.
Benz?
No.
John D is in Delta and then Benz, J.D. Benz?
No.
Oh, okay, okay. Thank you. He's a vice president for the Republicans. Next one is Tim Walz, from a 0 to 10. How favorable is this person to you?
Four.
Four. All right. Thank you. And then Brian Kemp.
Four.
All right. And Raphael Warnock.
Five.
Five. All right. Thank you. And John Ossoff. Ossoff. John Ossoff.
Five.
Five. Thank you. And Andre Dickens. That's all right. Andrew Dickens.
Five.
All right. Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? The ones, number one is Donald Trump. Number two is Kamala Harris. Number three, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Number four, Cornel West. Number five, Jill Stein. Number six, undecided.
Six.
All right. Thank you. If you had to choose, for whom would you vote? The same candidates, number one, Donald Trump, number two, Kamala Harris, number three, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., number four, Cornel West, number five, Jill Stein.
What was the first part of that question?
If you had to choose, for whom would you vote?
Oh, yeah, other.
Other, okay. I think I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for who would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Other. Yeah.
Okay. If you had to choose, for whom would you vote? If you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Still the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Oh, yeah, it's still other.
All right, thank you. Let me see. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote? First one, Joe Biden. Second one, Donald Trump. Third, Joe Jorgensen. Fourth, Howie Hawkins.
Yeah, I'm gonna say other to that as well.
All right, thank you. Thinking back in the last 4 years, will you say that your life has gotten much worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
Worst.
All right, thank you. And some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
I think it's a big difference.
Okay, let's see. So it makes a big difference. Thank you. All right. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country. From a 0 to 10, where 0 means that you believe that person or event certainly prevented progress. A 5 means that you are not sure. A 0 means that you believe that that person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. So this is a little bit backwards. You have to, so from 0 to 10. 10, it means that that person prevented any progress in the country to happen. And 0, it means that that person or event did not prevent any progress for the country to happen. So the first one is Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly. From 0 to 10, how would you feel on this one?
Five.
All right. Thank you. Your local mayor?
Seven.
All right. And black voters?
6.
All right. COVID-19 recovery.
Eight.
All right. Thank you. And Democrats in the U.S. Congress.
3.
Three. All right. Thank you. And Vice President Harris?
0.
All right, thank you. Below is a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many black lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one will motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10. Where 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote. 5 means that you are not sure. And 0 means that the policy It means that the policy will not motivate you to vote at all. So you may choose any number from 0 to 10. So this one is that from 0 to 10, you can let us know how motivated are you to vote regarding this statement or development. So the first one reads, because we protested together, the administration has banned no-knock warrant and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors fell, federal hate crimes laws were used to convict the murders of Abu Abri and Breonna Taylor. From a 0 to 10, regarding this statement, how motivated are you to vote?
Ten.
All right. Second statement reads, because we demand funds from HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historical black colleges and universities. The largest ever, over $260 million, went to 8 Georgia schools, with half required for direct student financial relief through grants, debt, discharge, and other aid. Regarding this statement, how motivated are you to vote?
9.
All right, thank you. Next statement, because we voted in March, the Consumers Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating that Bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fair credit practices. From a scale from 0 to 10, how motivated will you be to vote on this statement?
10.
All right, thank you. Next statement is, Black Borders should recognize the progress that has been made towards collective black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience and each other's is essential as we continue the path to future progress. From 0 to 10, how motivated are you to vote regarding this statement?
7.
7. Let me see. All right, perfect. And because we voted, the Consumers Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals. So regarding this statement, how motivated will you be to vote?
9.
9, all right, thank you. Thank you for your response so far. I'm now going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes, you know, people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on your own feel. Please answer based on how you feel right now. The first one is, no matter how frequently you vote on the elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. Where 0 means your vote has no power, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you?
3.
Thank you. How much power do you feel the black community has to make change on issues that matter the most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
3.
3. Let's see. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local office in 2024. I know it's a long way off, but it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are unlikely to vote, where are not likely to vote, and 10 means that you are likely to vote?
10.
Okay, thank you. Thinking back on the last 4 years, will you say that your life has gotten much worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
Worse.
Okay. Do you consider yourself, 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Heterosexual.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or a widower?
I'm separated.
Let's see. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
All right. In politics today, do you consider yourself as Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Independent.
All right. You see. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
Okay. How will you describe your employment status, full-time, part-time, temporary, laid off, unemployed, retire, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-home parent? Student?
Self-employed.
Self-employed?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you're full-time or part-time?
Full-time.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Last year in the 2023, what was your total financial income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine?
I'm not going to give that.
Oh, okay. Okay. I understand, sir. You can just make up any answer also.
$10.
All right. Thank you. So this concludes our survey. Thank you for your thank you very much for your participation. I would like to thank you for taking your time to answering those questions and helping us out. Thank you once again, sir. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Take thanks.
Bye. I'm in the class and see that I see if this boy can throw or the platform. Please.